tattoos, or a crazy hair color. So keep your wrist and forearm horizontal to maintain a strong shake. Then, when you're talking, keep it brief. In a study, people who were eventually offered jobs spoke about 2 minutes less than their interviewers did. How about that? And finally, the interviewer will be looking for examples that will indicate how you'll function in the future. So come prepared with stories that demonstrate leadership ability, communication skills, and integrity. John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life Minute.
Thank you, Mr. Tesh. You can hear much more of John. In fact, his entire program coming up later this evening at 6 o'clock following the Sweet Lou Turner quality broadcast that is heard after the news and the AccuWeather later this afternoon at 2 o'clock. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is 13 minutes until 10 o'clock on a throwback Thursday morning. I'm in the studio with my tag team partner on these community conversations, Mark Eichhorst, and he is Ron Martin. He is the president-elect of the Wisconsin Education Council. He is going to be joining 8,000 of his closest friends and educators in the nation's capital from June 27th to July 7th. At the 2016 National Education Association Annual Meeting and Representative Assembly, please welcome to your radio friend, Mr. Ron Martin. Ron!
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
All right.
So you are the president-elect of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. What are your responsibilities, sir?
Well, there's a huge number of responsibilities. Right now, I'm just kind of learning the role and going through transition. But on August 1st, I take over as president, and my responsibility will really be the voice of educators all across Wisconsin. And so then I get to work with a board of directors and other officers and just get to promote public education in Wisconsin.
What is your number one priority entering office?
My number one priority entering office would be to take a look at the teacher recruitment and retention. It's a huge problem, not only in our state, but nationwide. And so we need to do something to encourage people to go into the education profession and then to stay in it.
What are the biggest impediments into people coming into education and staying?
Well, there's several, but I think one of them, particularly for our newest teachers, is the amount of debt that they come out of college with, and it just doesn't commiserate well with the amount of pay that they receive. And so individuals are saying, well, I can work and do this for more money versus teaching. And so that's something we have to deal with, is the debt that these students are coming out of college with.
Why not infuse the competitive element in education so that it raises the standards of education, and of course it will raise commensurately with that the salaries for teachers?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that we have to look at and we have to address. It's just real hard. You know, we take a look at our urban areas. They struggle in certain areas to get people to apply for certain jobs, as well as some of our rural areas. So we've got two similar issues, but two very different issues that we have to address.
But the Teachers Association and the unions have been very much opposed to things like school choice. They want to keep that strong tenure where they can't be fired after a certain point. Is there going to be an opportunity for you, as the president of the Wisconsin Education Council, to make some changes so that we can infuse competition into what has been a very socialistic enterprise?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if there are any legislators or policymakers out there who are willing to take on this issue and address it in a way that's fair and equitable, we'll be happy to work with those legislators and to be able to infuse our voice into that conversation to make sure that all of this is done so that we continue to keep the quality of public education and that we have the best and the brightest in front of every kid in the state of Wisconsin. We owe it to the taxpayers, we owe it to the parents, but most importantly, we owe it to the kids in our public schools.
This is so exciting to hear. He's Ron Martin. He's the president-elect of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. This is Glenn Klein on Community Conversations on WRJN, along with Mark Eichhorst.
Ron, your position, did you apply for it? Did you run for it? I guess what I'm asking for, is it an elected position or is it a hired position?
It's an elected position. All of our positions, we're a Democratic organization, so all of our officers and our board of directors are elected to their position.
So what made you run for the position? What was behind the job that you desired?
There's just such an opportunity here in the next couple of years to really shape our union into the kind of union that can address the needs and the concerns of educators all across the state. I grew up in a single-parent home in northern Wisconsin, and
where?
I saw what the
union did for my mom
so that she didn't have to work four jobs. She could work three jobs instead of four and then spend time with her kids. So I know the impact and the value of the union, and that is really what pushed me into wanting to be a leader in the union and the association.
Where'd you grow up? What town did you grow up in?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We're in northern Wisconsin.
What's that? I'm sorry?
We're in northern Wisconsin.
I grew up in Minong, Wisconsin, way up there. Highway 53.
I'm actually familiar with Minong. I've got a house in Eagle River. Right. I used to own a summer camp in Eagle River.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it is
that's
really
God's country up there.
It is totally God's country. Beautiful weather during the summer. It's going to be hot in more ways than one when you go to D.C., for the 2016 National Education Association annual meeting. This is the 27th through July 7th. What 8,000 people showing up there? Is it strictly a political gathering to force the issues that you guys think are important to Congress?
It is. It's partially that, but it's also an opportunity for us as an organization to make decisions. So the 8,000 delegates get to help set the direction of the National Education Association. And one of those big issues that we'll be taking on this year is the pipeline, the school-to-prison pipeline, as well as a statement on discipline. And so that's going to be huge. We're adopting a policy statement, and then we'll put some teeth to that policy statement by putting together activities and actions that the states and the locals can participate in.
What is the school-to-prison pipeline?
It's taking a look at our discipline policies, particularly when it comes to minority students. The high number of students that we expel from school, and they happen to be minority students, and then that just leads itself to prisons and incarceration. And so we have to deal with that issue. We have to work with our minority communities. We have to take a look at how we keep minority students in school, not expelled. And so that's one of the big issues that we'll be addressing at the convention.
Well, obviously, one of the big issues that teachers often have to deal with is the discipline of the children. So maybe get the 8,000 educators and walk over to the House of Representatives and try to discipline those kids there, because they are out of control right now.
Well, I think we'll leave that up to the voters. They can make a decision as to, you know, if their representatives are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we'll stick to our pre-K-12 and higher ed.
Well, thank you for your time. Thank you for your service, and congratulations on your new position.
Well, thank you. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity.
We really appreciate it. There he goes, Ron Martin, the president-elect of the Wisconsin Education Council. Well, I was pretty surprised, I got to say. I mean, as a union leader, a teacher union leader, even being somewhat open to infusing competition into what heretofore has had no competition. The vast majority of beautiful humans in America want parents to be able to at least have school choice, to have a voucher, to be able to take the tax money that is paid per student and make a decision with that money themselves to be able to go to a private school, to be able to go to a parochial school. That is really an optimistic perspective.
I would agree. I know how important school choice is, for example, to the school that I work at, the grade school, Trinity Lutheran Grade School. Went to Lutheran High School here and know how important school choice is there. So I would agree. It'll be interesting, you know, going to Washington with these 8,000 other teachers, Pete, representing the teachers union. I imagine he's going to be spending quite a bit of time in Madison, too, with Governor Walker, because obviously I think it's general knowledge that Governor Walker has not been a friend to the teachers union, nor maybe even education.
Well, one could argue that,
yeah,
for sure. I mean, his argument and the Republicans' argument is fine. If you want to keep the levels of spending, especially in the university system, at their current levels, there's got to be offsets with other spending. But they're not willing to make the cuts in other areas because that's not politically expedient.
Yeah, and that's true, too. So like I said, it'll be interesting. He has a very interesting job and probably not a very easy job either.
Oh, it's definitely not an easy job. But I like the fact that you asked him if he was appointed or elected, especially since his title is president-elect. So that was...
I just knew him as president. I'm sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. He's Mark Eichhorst. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN. Weather's coming next.
I'm Brian May with your Milwaukee area weekend weather update. Sunshine, pleasant and warm for Father's Day weekend. Plenty of sunshine.